In a plot twist that nobody saw coming, yet everybody saw coming, the world's most powerful man, Elon Musk, has launched a hostile takeover bid to gain control over OpenAI by offering the board $97.4 billion, which is not a bad deal for a company with only $3.7 billion in revenue that burns through over $5 billion per year. Unfortunately, Sam Altman has already declined this generous offer and even made a counteroffer to buy Twitter. Elon then responded by calling Sam a swindler and came up with the new nickname of Scam Altman. People are calling Elon a financial terrorist, but there's more to Elon's offer than meets the eye, and it's yet another 5D chess move to troll his arch nemesis and finally beat the game of total world domination. In today's video, we'll analyze the recent shots fired in what could be the most consequential beef of our lifetimes. It is February 11th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. Whether you love him or hate him, you gotta give Elon credit for his impressive developer portfolio. He made electric cars cool, he put internet in space, installed brain chips in us, it took control of the federal government, and is well on his way to fulfill the prophecy in Wernher von Braun's 1954 book, Mars Project, where a character named Elon becomes the leader of Mars. But he's still missing one critical piece to win the game of total world domination, and that piece is artificial intelligence. He already has XAI and Grok, but OpenAI has become like Coca-Cola. It's just overpriced sugar water, but there's a ton of value in the brand name. You can get cheaper AI from RC Cola and better tasting AI from Pepsi, but Coca-Cola still dominates. The thing about OpenAI is that it's trying to go from this weird capped profit structure to a full for-profit public benefit corporation. And that doesn't sit well with Elon because he donated around $50 million to it when it was a non-profit. That's toilet paper money to Elon, but he's refusing to let this rug pull go because he cares too much about the safety of humanity. That's what he says, but OpenAI released receipts a few months ago showing how Elon wanted to merge OpenAI with Tesla and take control of it back then to fulfill his manifest destiny of bringing the world AGI. Now, despite this generous offer from a guy who's currently going as Harry Balls and offering circumcisions at a 50% discount, it might seem a bit low considering how SoftBank just valued OpenAI at $260 billion days ago. But the interesting thing about Elon's offer is that it's only for the nonprofit, which OpenAI says is fairly valued at $40 billion, and they want to keep that value as low as possible when transitioning to the for-profit structure. You can't buy a nonprofit outright, but you can buy its assets, and in this case, one of its assets is control over the for-profit. And that means if it's truly valued at $40 billion, the board of directors would be crazy not to sell it to Elon for over double the price, at least in theory, but what it does in reality for the time being is complicate OpenAI's transition to for-profit, because OpenAI profit needs to compensate OpenAI nonprofit for its ownership of OpenAI profit. And what that means is that jacking up the price of the nonprofit makes it more difficult for the nonprofit to abandon its mission of creating AI for the benefit of humanity, to sell itself out for a for-profit mission for the benefit of shareholders. Not to mention, Microsoft is entitled to a share of OpenAI's future profits, so it likely complicates that deal as well. Now, I highly doubt that Musk is doing this for autistic, altruistic reasons, but Altman is no good guy either. I feel like I'm reliving 1866 all over again. No different than when Cornelius Vanderbilt tried to take over the Erie Railroad, while Fisk and Gould used market manipulation to fight off the hostile takeover. But there are other elements at play here too, like OpenAI is about to release its own chip, and just a few weeks ago, they released a chatbot specifically for government. Meanwhile, Elon is running Doge, which has been uncovering all kinds of waste and abuse of taxpayer money. And the entire deep state is terrified of this 19-year-old hacker named Big Balls.
The unfortunate nickname Big Balls.
Big Balls.
He's one of Elon's Doge employees and is now a senior advisor to the U.S. State Department. And now my Illuminati handler, who is being paid by USAID, is worried he might lose his job. Ultimately, though, the likelihood that Elon actually buys OpenAI is extremely low, currently sitting at 3% in the betting markets. But one thing's for sure, the great Elon Altman beef is far from over. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.